This is the story of the Selkie and the fisherman. Once upon a time, there was a lonely fisherman. Through wind, sleet, rain, and snow would he catch his fish. The lines on his face from loneliness were deep. Then, one August night, under a full moon, a Selkie and her pod swam up onto the rocks. They unzipped their pelts that they might feel the warm wind and water on their skin. Full of joy and mischief, the Selkie lay with her friends, blissfully happy.
Sister Selkies of my heart, beneath the lantern sky, I make this prayer for each of us, till the day we die, that if we ever lose our way, forget where we belong, we'll listen for the ocean, we'll listen to the ocean, we'll hear the ocean call. Whoosh!
Whee! Wait for me, the Selkie cried. My pelt, where's my pelt? And when the Selkie looked up from the rocks, she saw the fisherman standing on the shore holding her sealskin, for he had taken it.
Madam, don't fear, I come to you in peace. I only ask a moment of your time. For many years I've lived my life alone. The temper of the sea is all I've known. The land was less familiar then the changing tide, and I was very cold inside. Through fog and sleet and snow and rain, the boon of love not mine to gain. So cast my net I would, I tossed it far and wide and made peace with the cold inside. Until tonight, when you were there, and every particle of being shattered to a million pieces, and a warmth I never knew absorbed my soul. My soul. I don't know what I could ask of you, but in my eyes you'll see it's true. This feeling in my heart cannot be denied, and I'm no longer cold inside. A fisherman I'll always be, undaunted by the changing sea. But you're the morning sun, a truth I must abide, and I'm no longer cold. Longer cold inside.
Marry me, the fisherman said. And if after 7 years you are unhappy, I promise I will return your pelt to you. The Selkie looked into the fisherman's eyes and saw that he was kind. Yes, she said, I will. Let's see what happens. And so began the Selkie's new life. A little strange, a little odd. Got the sun on my skin, a little bit cold.
what lies ahead as my fingers unfold, got toes in the sand, taking a chance on land. A little weird, a little wild, changing the course, leaving family behind. A quickening force as my feelings unwind. A moment I'm planned, taking a chance on land. And oh, how my heart sings for him, warming me over a kiss like ambrosia, alights me from within. Up on the hill, a view of the sea, a little stone house with flowers in the yard, a hearth and a fire. Well, this won't be too hard. There's room to expand, taking a chance on land. Another breath, a lot of sky, got the wind at my back, salt in the air. Who I once was is no longer there. I'm holding his hand, happy here living on land. Got the wind at my back and I'm holding his hand, and I'm taking a chance on land.
And the Selkie and the fishermen were happy together, and they fell in love.
Love like a gentle wave, crashing my routine days, leaving beds unmade. And there's plates on the counter, wash on the floor, socks hanging over the drawer. Without warning, blush scarlet and rose. And oh, I fall into the calm as I'm lifted up in an angel's arms. And the sky, it's a dripping a robin's egg. I fall for joy as I untie my shoes, and I'll be hoping and wishing and praying to stay here with you. To be here with you.
After a year of living on land and being in love, the Selkie gave birth to a beautiful boy named Orook.
Orook!
So did his name, his complexion, his nature fill both their hearts with joy.
Softly I hold thee, my love. Grace and mercy seated in my soul once was. Selfish need, bless this precious seed. New world, new light, new mother am I, gently this precious seed. Joy, 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 we three. Sweet the bind of family. Selfish need, bless this precious seed.
And the Selkie gave over completely to her human form.
And as the years go by, I do love the boy, and I love the man. And every small change I see, like when he walked to me, is a revelation. And when I hear the ocean call, as the years go by, I celebrate the bounty of the earth. How from a patch of green, something grows unseen, dying and rebirth. And when I hear the ocean call, asking where I've been, I don't give in. My life is here on land, my life is here with them, with them. And as the years go by, I have entwined my life to his. morning light, when the gulls take flight, I'm at peace with how life is. And when I hear the ocean call, whisper in the din, I don't give in. I don't give in.
A year passed by, then 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more years. One morning in the 7th year, the Selkie woke up and was not feeling herself. She gazed out the window to the sea and waited. But the darkness was encompassing and would not pass. Her skin was no longer soft. There was a chafing and roughness that she hadn't had before. Not understanding what to do, she continued on with her daily life.
Watch the breath sweep the floor, make the meal you've made 100 times before. Sew the cloth, strip the bed, sip a little whiskey for the aching in my head, because my skin is cracked, my lips are parched and bleeding, there are blisters on my back, and there's the call of the ocean, the pull of the sea. Something old and ancient is beckoning to me. It's saying, come home, come home. Wipe the window, hang the light. Just another day turned into just another night. I close my eyes, though not for very long. There's a pushing and a needing and an aching to be strong, because my skin is cracked, my lips are parched and bleeding, there are blisters on my back, and there's the call of the ocean, the pull of the sea. Something old and ancient is beckoning to me. It's saying, come home,
descended in the fisherman's house. The Selkie again spent long hours looking out the window. Oruk could bring a smile to her face, but inside something was not right.
A
I search and I rummage, I pray that I will find the skin that he has hidden, the sealskin that is mine. I know it must be somewhere in the corner of the house, but where? Up in the closet on the first and second shelf, the scent of the familiar, it reminds me of myself. Still I do not see it, though my eyes are open wide. Oh, where? I am sitting on the feeling something's wrong with me. How could I want to leave the boy? How could I want to leave the man? Basement behind the broken door, fishing for the sealskin underneath the wooden floor. Nothing, there is nothing as I dig into the ground. Oh, where? Out in the shed with the buoys and the lines, the fingers red and swollen from my empty-handed finds. I know it must be somewhere, it's invisible to me. Where? I'm sitting on the field. Kindled fire, turning to a blazing rage, turning into broken glass. What you've been looking for? It was underneath the chest inside my room. Mama, is this what you are looking for? I hope it makes you happy soon.
The Selkie let out a cry of amazement and took the pelt and the boy into her arms. Joyfully, she spun him around the room. When they came to a stop, the fisherman was standing in the doorway looking at them both. Oruk, go out and play.
What does this mean? Tell me, what have you done? Are you planning on going? Leave me and your son. You're icy and cold, like I'm something to bear, as you stare through the window past me, looking to the sea. What in the world could be waiting out there that you give up our everyday life that we share? I see in your eyes you're not happy, not free. I have loved you with all of my heart. You love me. It's the little things between us that I thought you understood, like the readings by the fire and the carvings in the wood. And the thousand times my heart was open wide, something you must feel inside. Look at you now with your arms tightly wound, as you scorch and you smash and you burn to the ground. The years we have built and our beautiful boy, not a trace of the joy in your eye. You cannot mean goodbye. It's those little conversations, like the beauty of the tree and the breaking of the bread and the making of the tea. And the nights we walked along the changing tide. Don't you want that anywhere inside? I can't let you leave, I won't let you go. No matter how hard you may make this, I know. The call of the waves, the sighs of the swell, your home is with us, it's the home you need.
Noel, and I will love you more. I will tend to what you need in ways I hadn't done before. And I'm sorry for the ways I had not tried. Don't you feel that anywhere inside?
And the Selkie took the fisherman's hand.
I don't mean to cause you harm. I don't mean to cause you pain. Can you hear the words I want to say? You promised me for 7 years we'd live and have a happy life. So we did. So we did. And I have been devoted as a mother and a wife. Yes, I was. So I was. I am standing here before you asking, please. Look into my eyes and you will know. The time has come for me to return. Let me go. Let me go.
Bowed his head, and the Selkie threw her arms around him, holding him tight, whispered, I love you. Then she ran out the door,
Uruk, playing by the shore, ran to his mother. She took his small face in her hands and blew oxygen into his lungs so that he would be able to breathe beneath the sea. Now we will meet your ancestors and seal family. Though you cannot live with me down here, you will know where you come from. And with that, she put on her pelt and they both dove beneath the ocean surface. In the sea, Uruk was weightless, free, and happy. Mother and son swam down to the depths of the ocean. There, Uruk met his grandfather, aunts, uncles, and cousins. He spent the day delighting and reveling in the ocean world. When it came time for Uruk to return home, the Selkie told him, "I love you. I will always be here when you need me." Uruk returned to his father. He grew up to be a fisherman. Over the years, the boy would go out in his boat. There, sometimes, you could see a colony of seals gathered around him. If you ever lose your way, forget where you belong. Listen for the ocean. Listen to the ocean.